a definitive sugya of the whole sugya of Komle Midrabbine. So today we'll look at the principle of Tanav Yechizkiah. Tomorrow, please prepare well the Tosfos who meet Ikal Aman Omar. And then there's also a definitive approach of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is in the Chidush El Hashas, not in the Reb Chaim Alevi LaRambam. But that's, we're building up to that Reb Chaim, which again is definitive of the we'll look at the overall sugya. Once we study Tanit V'Chizkiya, so we have to go back and look at some of the other sugyas that we've already discussed. Let's go step by step. Tomorrow also, for the next few weeks, we'll have an early Thursday shir. We'll have shir at 12:30 in Rosh Hashanah. So the sugya begins on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. We're now completing the sugya that we began on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And we're zeroing in on who is the Tan of the Mishnah. The very end of the sugya on Lamed Hey Amud Beis works it out once again. Who are the Tanon of the Mishnah could be? So right now the Gemara is raising the question why Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argue about the Tan of the Mishnah. Right? What's the issue? The issue is that our Mishnah presents a Chiyuv Knas in the context of a Chiyuv Malkus, in the context of an Isur Lava, in the context of Chiyuv Misa. So the second Mishnah will apply the din of Komle Midrabine by Chiyuv Misa. But the first Mishnah does not seem to apply the same din legabi chiyuv malchus. So we had Ula's mahalach that the Tana of the Mishnah in fact holds momen and malchus. Someone pays momen, but doesn't get malchus. We had Rabbi Yochanan's mahalach that our Mishnah is a mainstream Mishnah. It's the sugya of komle midravine. Our Mishnah is no asura. So therefore, there's no chiyuv malchus. And Rish Lakish says, no, our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and therefore the Mishnah in Makkos is Chachamim, our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir holds that by Momen and Malkus, someone has to pay Momen and get Malkus. All right, so now the Gemara says, we understand Rabbi Yochanan. Bishloimer Rabbi Yochanan leyomer ki Rish Lakish, dekomoikim lo ki Rabbonon. So we understand Rav Yechanan's mahalach. Rav Yechanan's a chiddush. He says, even though the Mishnah does not tell you whether hasra, no hasra, you don't know it from the Mishnah. So it's a chiddush to say that it's talking about a case where there was no hasra. That's not there. You have to be mikim. They need a kimta. So the Gemara says we understand why Rav Yechanan would do a kimta. Why he would introduce, he would almost ke'ilu amend the Mishnah, because this way the Mishnah is a chachamim. It became a stoma de Mishnah, alima de raiv. So that's good. That means Rabbi Yehuda Anasi recorded the position of the rabbim. Good, that's what we would expect. So even though it means we have to be moikim the Mishnah in a case of no asra, all right, we understand why Rabbi Yechanan would explain the Mishnah in that way. So Bishlem Rav Yechanan Leomer Ki Rish Lakish Dekomoikim Lo Ki Rabbonon El Rish Lakish Mai Tamo Leomer Ki Rav Yechanan. But why wouldn't Rish Lakish adopt Rav Yechanan? Why wouldn't Rish Lakish prefer to be Moikim Stam Mishnah like the Chachamim? Oma Lecha Kevon De Ilu Isru Bey Potter Ki Lo Yisru Bey Nami Potter. Rish Lakish says, because in principle, he doesn't agree with Rav Yechanan. But of course, from a textual perspective, it would be better to say that the Mishnah is Chachom and not Rav Meir. All right, so it's an Akimta. Good, so you have to either have an Akimta or you have to say there's a divrei Rav Meir is missing. Either way, you're going to have to tweak the Mishnah in something which is not mamish kipshuta. All right. So once you're choosing an akimta, once you're choosing something that's going to be dochok, you have to have a reason why you prefer one dachak over a different dachak. So Rish Lakish says, because in principle there should be no difference in komle midrabavine, whether hasra was given or was not given. Kevon dilo asru bei poter, ki lo yasru bei nami poter. V'ozul etam ayu dichios v'avdimi yonam chayi bein vises shoygegin, v'chayi bein malkis shoygegin. V'doveracher, a person who's chayi bein misa, a person who did a maisa v'shoygeg, that would he have done it b'mezid, would there have been asra, then he would have been chayiv misa, chayiv malkius b'shoigin. Person of maisa that is machayiv malkius, would there have been asra? But he didn't have asra, shoigin. V'dover achim nechiyiv momen, Rabbi Yechanan omer chayiv. Rabbi Yechanan says that there is still a chiyiv momen. Last line on the Omud Rashi, chayiv b'tashlumen. Dolo yasru bey. So now we have a machloikis. Machloikis is chiyuv malkius b'shoyeg. And a person is choisem, it borrows a shore and muzzles a shore while he's plowing the shore. So he's chayiv mamon. Right, he's chayiv mamon because he's yesterday's sugya. It was chayiv to keep to feed the animal. It's part of the kinyone shmira. So he's obligated to provide lunch and supper for the animal. He's not providing lunch and supper. So he's chayiv to pay the baal ashor. It's a chayiv mamon. But at the same time, ein lecha be'idna gedola mizu, right, at the same time as he's robbing the baal ashor, he's also being over the Yisrael, Esachsum Shor B'dishay. Chiyav Malkis, Chiyav Momen. Right? So the Gemara says, if, as our sugya right now, is saying, Machloikis Rishlokis Rav Yechanan. No one gave him Asra on Esachsum Shor B'dishay. No one walked by, no two Adam walked by and gave him Asra. So he's Chiyav Malkis B'shoigeg. Is he chayiv? He will not get malchus. The mice, he won't get malchus. He's doing an iser, which is an iser on a chayiv malchus. He's not going to become chayiv malchus. Machloikis, Reb Yechlin, Reb Shlokish. Gemara says, what's the machloikis based on? How you learn pshat in lo yehosein. Lo yehosein is the makor for kol ramin enaf lamid vavamid beis. Lo yehosein. Again, just to recap, for those who just came into this year, two people are fighting. And the pregnant woman tries to intervene. And the Gemara says that one of the people fighting so hits the woman and she ends up having a hapala. She loses the blood ice. So the Gemara says, in lo yehosein, if the one who damaged the woman and chayiv to pay for the loss of the vladis, if no one's going to be, there's no chayiv misa over here. He didn't kill anybody. Throughout the fight, he didn't kill anybody. So lo yehosein. So then he has to pay for the vladis. But if Rachmana Litzlan, woman died, so then he's not chayiv to pay the husband, the almond for the velodis. So that's the din of kom lebed rabbi minei. So the Gemara says, "My lav osin mamish." The Gemara says again, "Resh Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon." The Resh Lakish holds that we'll give Resh Lakish the label that the Maisa Machayev is pattering because of Kamlai, and Rabbi Yechon holds no, the Chiyuv Misa is pattering, the Chiyuv Malkis is pattering. Correct? Good. Rabbi Yechon holds the Chiyuv Misa, the Chiyuv Malkis is pattering. Resh Lakish says the Maisa Machayev is pattering. So the Gemara says, this is just to have to be more careful, but just to help us get through the sugya. So Resh Lakish says to Rabbi Yechon, I bring you a raya that it's the Maisa, not the din, because v'lo yosain the Gemara darshins. But if there would be an osain, if somebody would actually die, so then there would not be a chiyuv to pay any money. So my lav osain mamish. So you think liyosain means if nobody dies, there's no misa. Therefore, there is no chiyuv misa on the mazik. The Gemara says lie. No. Din osin. What's pattering is the din osin. What's pattering is coming to Beis Din. And Beis Din having to, what's pattering is the suit. Din osin means, is somebody going to sue or not? Is there going to be deliberation in Beis Din? Deliberation in Beis Din as to whether somebody got killed? Is there a chiyuv misa? Once there's a deliberation in Beis Din, he's off the hook. He's not paying mamon. Rashi. My lavos in mamish im lay meso isha yonish anoygef ben mevelodois. Ho im lay meso, if the woman didn't really die, so lay yonish. Sorry, ho im meso, if she dies, lay yonish. The afilu lay yisru boy. So if she dies, even without asra, Torah doesn't put an asra over there. The Torah just says died or didn't die, right? How do you limp shot in the pasuk? The Torah doesn't say if the mazik is chayiv misa. The Torah just says, did the woman die? Did the woman die with asra or without asra? Let's say the woman died. Did she die in the context of a mazik who's going to be chayiv misa, aritzeach, who's chayiv misa? Or is the context of Reitzeach who's going to come to Beis Din, and Beis is going to open the discussion, but there's not going to be Asra. So Beis is never going to give a Chiyuv Misa. Now can the Beis give a Chiyuv Mamon? No. So what's the parasha talking about? Let's machleg v'shal Shav Yechinam. Pshat in Pasuk. Pshat in the parasha. V'lo yosain. So Resh Lakish says to Rav Yechinam, it says v'lo yosain. V'lo yosain means that the woman died even without hasra. The fact that she died is pattering. Not the chi of misa, which the mazik's going to have, the death of the woman. So the death of the woman can happen, and there could be no chi of misa on the reitzeach. And she'll still be potter. So v'yisachoy sushalgu said, you see from here, that it's not the chi of misa, which is pattering, something else. Not the chiyuv misa. Exactly what is it? Is it the fact that the deliberation of Beis Din? Is it the death of the woman? There's something in that parsha. Something in the parsha, but not the chiyuv misa, because hasra wasn't mentioned. I think it's the same point. That Rabbi Yechon says to Resh Lakish, probably not, because why would there be Nikodamri? Rabbi Yechon says to Resh Lakish, "V'lo yosain." Rabbi Yechon who holds that it's the chi of misa that's pattering, not the maisa hamachayev, maisa that could have brought the chi of misa is machayev. Eis Rabbi Yechon and Resh Lakish, "V'lo yosain, onesh onesh, my love." Din osain, v'layose means the woman drops dead. She died. That's she died. That's the nakuda, not the dying with asra, Not the dying, and he's a Reitzech, he's going to go get a Chiyav Misa. She died. She died even at Asra. So then, my love, lo yosin onesh, my love din osin. Lo yosin mamish, osin mamish, achika makro. Im ein mishpat moves la noigev, kigoin shalom meso isha. Oim meso vlo yisu bonish yonish. Rav Yechanan says, no, maybe it means osin mamish. It means, maybe osin means not the death of the woman, but a maisi retzicha. That's the yosin that's being referred to. That there's a retzeach over here. A retzeach, kamosha kosa retzeach, but maisi retzeach hasra. Omer Ravim, that l'chayr, now the Gemara says, Rishlokesh and Rav Yechanan are being chaylik on a seeming ambiguity in the pasuk. Each one is a different mahalach in the Ptur of Komlei ben Rabbeinai, and Memela, because of their understanding of what is the din going to be when the Chomer Dika Oynesh will not be meted out. It might open. It might be a discussion in Basin, but they're not going to give the Chomer Dika Oynesh because there was no Asura. So Rav Yechanan holds that. If Yechon holds, if they're not, it's the chi of Misa which is pattering. Memela will learn pshat in the Mishnah that the ma'anes is paying the knas when there will not be a chi of Misa because no asra. Good, gevaldik. So now, once you say that, so the Mishnah is we call it mainstream Mishnah. It's not a Rebbeir. And Mishloki says, but we don't paskin that way. We paskin, it's the Maisa which is patering. It's the Parsha, it's the Dion and Bazin. We'll have to figure out what it is. But it's not the Chi of Misa. Memela, it's incorrect to say that the Mishnah is talking about when there's no Asura. There's no Asura, there should still be a Ptur Kanas. No, so I can't say Rechen is din. At least they have a choice of learning the Mishnah, Shaloi Aliba Dilchisa, a Rav Meir. So better Rav Meir. Mara says, Ad Khan, the Mishnah, we'll get back to the Mishnah at the end of the sugya. Omar Rava, Mikil, Mandorma, Chayav, Misa, Shoigin, Chayavin. So Rava says, this whole sugya is incorrect. You can't have Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan could, you can't attribute to Rabbi Yechanan. It's the Gemara. Rabbi Rashi trying to figure out Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokish. So you're going to be making Rabbi Yechanan Shleil, Libud, Ilchasa. Mishlokish is a good time to get Rabbi Yechanan. Right? So the Gemara says, Umika Midi, Rava says, that could not be the pshat in the Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokish. Could not be that that's why they chose, each one chose their Deichik pshat in the Mishnah. Couldn't be, Umika Midi, because there isn't anybody who says, Chayiv Emisa Shoigin Chayavin. Now this line is a very important line, as you probably already have. The long taste of Umika Midi, right? Taisus is going to say, "Hakama Makaris," right? So how can our sugya say black and white? There's only one shita, and you see not like that. So that we'll learn the Taisus tomorrow, later, and then Reb Chaim in the Chiddush Grach, and that opens up a whole yisay in the sugya of Kol Ravine, based on this one line. But let's first get the sugya. Let's first see what the sugya say. Umi komide umi ika lemando omer chayiv and misa shoygin. Chayovin, v'tanam. Right, is what we are attributing to Rav Yechanan. Is it such a shita? Tana de vechizkiya, maka odom, umaka behemam. Ma maka behemam lechilakta boy bin shayig bin mezin. What's the pasuk? What's the pasuk? Umaka behemam, puts at the end of Emor. Umake behema, right. Possibly at the end of Emor. Umake behema yishalmena, umake odom yumos. Person, Torah gives asikum. A person, if it kills an animal, that's being mazik momen shel chaver. That's torts. Chayshim mishpat, right? That's the Zikin. It's Hilchus Chayvel Mazik. Maka Odom, a person's a Ritzayach. That's Hilchus Ritzicha. That's the very, very end of Chayshim Mishpat. That's not Nezikin. That's not even a Chayvel. That's Sanhedrin. Right. So what's the Pasuk giving us a Sikum? It's one Pasuk. Maka Behema Yishalmena Maka Odom Yumos. What's the point of the Torah saying you should know the difference between killing a cow, a chalal tzon, a person is driving? It's a huge difference between a fatality and hitting a deer. Pasuk in Chumash, right? So Tana Rechitzki says no. There's a yisoid over here. Ma maka maka onam him ma maka behema loichi lakta boy bein b'shegi bein b'mezin bein miskaven leishen and miskaven mederech yiril derech aliyam. The poitroy momoin elachayva momen a mazik momin shel chaveroy a mazik momin shel chaveroy. So when Reuven damages Shimon all above a kama, when Reuven's property damages Shimon's property, when Reuven sets a fire, when Reuven digs a bore, right, all above a kama. The Gemara would say, but there was no Hasra, why should be Chayiv Mammon? There was no two Edom that said, we're going to take it to Beis Din. Leichi lakta bein shegi le Beis Din, bein miskaven l'sheni miskaven. There was no chiluk by in Sanhedrin, in the sugyas of Ritzicha. The person's only Chayiv Mises, miskaven l'arik. We had a remez, a Rashi, miskaven l'zara gazer. Right, there's a and our sugya is a question in the final. No, our sugya is based on the one that says miskavin lazeh v'harvah gazeh tzchayiv chiddush kavana l'gavi hezek pavakama our sugya miskavin derech yirid derech aliyah makas right derech yirida hariga b'shege hariga golos only derech yirid derech aliyah. Doesn't come up in all Baba Kama, you have to wait till you learn Marcus. So the Gemara says, we're not machalik in Hilchis Hezek Momin, Lepoit Remi Momin. These are all Pturim from Mitzicha. El Lechaiva Momin. So Af Maka Odom. So when Maka Odom is pattering, right? Maka Behema Yishalmena. When we, in all of the situations, where we're machayiv momen, we're not distinguishing as to where the chiyuv momen, where the chiyuv momen had kavona at asra, aliyah yirida, nothing. Af maka odom, when maka odom is patering tashlumen, when af maka odom yumos and therefore patering tashlumen. In other words, it's a pasuk all about mazik torts. So leitachloik bein b'shoyi bein b'mezid bein miskaven bein miskaven derech yirid derech aliyah lechay bein momen elu potri momen. Good. Tzad kan. The Gemara goes on now to explain Rabbi Yechon and Shita. All right. But let's focus on Tanur Rechiz giving them. No, so Tanit Vechizki is Tanit Vechizki's Chiddush is Lechora. Lechora, the Chiddush is that it's not the Chi of Misa or the Chi of Malchus which is pattering. It's not the Malchus or Misa which is pattering, right? It's something other than that, right? So we showed you the Rashba and Shuvas. What does Rishbon Tshuva say? How is he magdir Tanav Yechizkiya? No, what's the question which was posed to Rashba?
How should we
Right? And what was the question based on? Well, what was bothering the Shoyel? What was bothering the Shoyel? Len? On based on Kedev Shasser, right? The Shoyel was saying why should Bob Machteris be Potter? And the sugyas, the Lomda Shakasha, the sugyas of Bob Machteris are never in an island. They're always, maybe I should say that, but they are presented in the context of Kol Ramine. So the Shoyel knew this, right? So the Shoyel was saying, How can you have the two halachas together? Right? How can you say that Bob and Machteres should in any way be related to Kol Ramine? A person does a Maisa Veira, Maisa Hezek, the Torah says, Bezin will prosecute on the Mohammed Dikedin. No Bezin over here. There's no prosecution, there's no parsha, there's no suit, there's no lawyers, nothing. The guy is in Reuven, is either trying to steal for Shimon, or Reuven is trying to murder Shimon. So the Rashba says, "Loi mishum kedei rish osay patri lugan going of kids, el mishum dechsev lo yosayin." Okay, the non-pergei lenaris habo albit in the Mishnah elam kenaz mishum deschayiv ben nafshu shimisosin mitzvos beizden. We call him Mischai ben Asher, Mishalom Bomin Shenem, Aliyosin. And then the Gemara says, we'll skip this right, these two lines, so we get to it. Umi v'Aliyosin Dashin Afilu, and then he comes to our Gemara. Once you have Aliyosin, Dashin Afilu, Chai ve Misa v'Shoigeng, v'Doverach Eshu Potter. Okay? The time of the milsa, the call, the efshel levoli, they misa potri akosu mimomen. Has he magdir tanit vechizkia? No. Has he magdir tanit vechizkia? How would you formulate the vechizkia? Is who's that? Shoel.
The Shoel.
I don't know. I'm not sure how much have to be dyke in the show. I don't know. Sometimes you know. I don't know. Every so often you have when you know the show who the show was. So I don't know. No. So, I mean, I think you're saying it's correct. The question is that a sheet or just I don't know. Yeah. It does sound like that the Shoyel is referring to Shir the Rashba gave or something. But Harta Einin made himself Sanhedrin. So you say it could be that the Rashba is setting things up in order to develop another Shir. I really didn't think it out. No, but how would we formulate the Tana de Chiz according to Rashba? No? Call? Go ahead. Nothing. A little bit,
because
there was Hasra and we're not sure if we're going to be able to nail an Adrishus Hakiris. Could be because everything is set up, you're just not sure if the Dayanim are going to be able to find a way of not killing him. What's the could be? In other words, we know there was no Asra Bechlau. No Asra Bechlau. Right? So it could not be a Chiyuv Misa. So, but Lechora, Tanur Yechizki would say, still Komle. So could be means what?
That theoretically, the Chiyuv could happen.
Right. And theoretically, the Chiyuv could happen means Lechora. Lechora, right? Let's say either we should leave the Rashba alone and say, call the Efshel of Oli Dei Misa. Right? But Lachora, the Rashba is describing what? Call the Efshel of Oli Dei Misa. What's the code Dev Shel Levo? No? Looks at the Maisa, right? The Maisa Machayev, Maisa, right? Lukhar, all right? Now, Lukhar, that is what Tondet Vechizki learns from the Hekesh of Makeh Behema Yishalmena Makeh Odom Yumas. In other words, we should be saying the following, right? We should be saying that when it comes to Chiyav Momen, the Maisa is Machayev, is the Maisa determines that I'm a Mazik. My animal damaged. Don't ask any questions. Kavana, no Kavana. No. My Maisa, right? Reuben sets a fire. We don't ask kashas, what's going on in your mind? No. The Maisa, Mavir is Machayev. Right? Hachoyvel Machavei Roy. Miskave, not Miskave. Achoyim say it's always Makalkel. Still Chayev, no. So when it comes to Chayvel, we don't ask Aliyah, Yerida, nothing. The Maisa is Machayev. The Maisa is Machayev, Hekish. And the Maisa, Misa, is the pointer. All right, Apostle of Kamla. Is that correct? Is that a correct formulation? No. What do you say? Go ahead. Why?
Because the Russian that he uses is that we don't go out of our way with Nazikin case or whatever to make him puter. So too, we don't even look at Mamon when there's a case of Asum, when there's a case of death.
But what do you, a case of death means?
It's not like he would be chayav, but what?
Yeah, okay, right. This, so what is it? What's a case of death?
That's not Mamon. We don't extend it to Mamon.
A case of death is going to pater mom, right? When a person's in the situation of a case of death,
stop us from getting to
mom. Good. When you say, what is a case of death?
Where you killed someone.
Right. Exactly. In a maisa. Doesn't, but you didn't say where you killed someone with asra, where you killed someone with a chiyav misa. A maisa killed someone. So it's the maisa which is the chayav patering. Is that correct, though? Is it correct, Ladina, Rashi and Daf, Lamed Amid Beis. V'idoi motzi la'duri yamai chayiv. What is this sugya referring to? V'idoi motzi la'duri yamai chayiv. Zor shochal truma, or better yet, No, what is the suya working out? Be'idna. How does the suya work out? Be'idna? What do you have, be'idna? Was that? So, somebody else shoved the piece of chaylev down. Again, just to refresh our memories. Person is eating chaylev. He's eating chaylev that belongs to somebody else. He's chayev Tashlumin and Chayiv Misa. Should be a classic case of Komle. Gemara says, how can it happen in one moment? You became Chayiv and Tashlumin when you grabbed the Chaylev. You became Chayiv and Misa when you swallowed the Chaylev. Could be 2 minutes. Could be 20 minutes. Maybe you had to grill it. Maybe you had to... how intricate the recipe was, right? The Geneva, the Misas... So why should you assume he's komlei? So what does the Gemara say? A case. Anoy kimta. What's the kimta? Enachanami, right. Reuven stole it and then grilled it. Enachanami. It's going to be chayiv both. Because geneva when he stole it, chiyiv misa when he ate it. But if it's an unusual situation where Reuven stole the chaylev and told Shimon, I'm going to feed you stolen chaylev, and he put it into Shimon's mouth, and Shimon that makes a decision not to cough it back up, but to swallow it, right? In that case, the Gemara says, that's your case of nu. Good. Now, what the Gemara, one step before that said, and what happens if Shimon put it past the point of no return in the swallowing process? right? You could not cough it back up. No, what's the din then? With that? He should not be chayev. And he should be chayev. And shouldn't be chayev to shulman either. Why? Onis. The onis in both. What does Rashi say? So Tosva says, he should not be chayev. He should not be chayev to pay anything because he stole the onus. But Rashi says, why is he misa? He's an onus. What's Rashi saying? Why is he chayiv misa? He's an onus, and therefore he should have to pay tashlumin. Right? So didn't Rashi know our sugya? What does it matter whether he's the onus or not? Yeah. In this Rashi, you're going to talk about chaveiro l'seich piv. He mati la'adurek ilo yadre la'alte machayev v'kula gezela de chaveiro le'osav le'klum. U'meschayev benafshe le'havi ad de'bolale. Idli motzi la dure onusu. Again, kagoyche tochem le chaver le sech piv. Reuven putting the Shimon's mouth. Idli motzi la dure. If Shimon can cough it up, kila yahad really out there. When he doesn't cough it up, mechayiv b'chula gezela de chaveroi. Mechayiv b'chula gezela. He's a god and should pay. He didn't cough it up. Chaver le osv le klum. Because his friend did not absolutely steal it. My decision to swallow and stole it. Umischayev benafshei lehavi ad debola. So when I don't cough it up, chayev gneva. When I swallow it, I'm chayev misa. Idaloi motzi ladure. If I can no longer cough it back up, onusu. Umisa lemachayev nami. And I'm not chayev misa. So therefore, I should become chayev. I'm not chayev misa either. Vim toimar v'ahava lechayev and misa shogigin v'dover achay d'pture. So Shita says, how do you learn Pshat and Rashi? What happened to Nebizki? Osugyev le'yadre is based on, according to Rashi, that he's not chayev misa because it wasn't his decision. Right? So Shita says, what's Rashi talking about? Daflamid Hayim and Aleph, Tanu Chizkiya. He did a Maisa, which is Chayiv Misa. He ate Chaylev. He did it Ba'onus. As was. He did the Maisa. The Maisa was Machayiv. The Maisa, a Maisa which could lead. The Shita saying a Maisa of Onus is as much in the Parsha of Ritzicha as a Maisa of Shoyig is. It's as close to Ritzicha as close to getting the death penalty. Right? Avlachai v'misa zoinsin v'dover acher mechayish loymar. Right? That's the kasha. Din toymar nipture kasha yish loymar chay v'misa shoygin petire avlachai v'misa zanusin v'dover acher mechayim yoyin hocham shu onos shchavei v'toichim l'toich piv. The Chayv Misa Shogin, Eichen Afkelon. Now, Shita Yishana says, in order for this Rashi to be consistent, we have to be machalik between Shogeg and Onus. No, it sounds reasonable. It's Gemara said, Hagin Michalik. It's only one Dibur Mach, one Limud. Eichen Afkelon, Diptirei, Mimakavim Mishalmena. The Ma Makavim Af Vishogeg Af Maka Odom, like the Chalik Bipiturei. What's the Shita suggest over here? Shita suggests we have to machalik between Shogeg and Oynes, correct? So far everything good? Sammy, good font? Okay. So, right? So we got the Rashi, machalik between, machalik between Oynes and Shogeg. Sounds reasonable. Sounds like a good shir. Right? We'd stop here. Then at the mincha right away, we would say, Lomdus, are we saying Lomdus? How do you machalik between Shogeg and Oynes? No, go ahead. You could say, right? So good Lomdus, Oynes, the Oynes is not your Maisa. You didn't do it. The guy who was Toichev, you did it. Right? Look about it. So we'd say, not bad. No? Not a bad shear. Kol Ramine is a Maisa, but it has to be your Maisa. If it's not your Maisa, so then that shouldn't pater. The only problem is, the Shita did not, he didn't say that. The Shita says, even sharper. Right? Hold on a second. He said, what's the Makor? What's the Makor for Tana Dechizkiya, the Hekishav, a Maisa, which is Machayiv Momin, and a Maisa, which is Machayiv Misa, right? A Maisa, which is Chayiv Momin, is the standard that's going to be used to determine the Maisa Hapoiter. The Maisa, which is Machayiv Momin, is the same standard that we used for the Maisa, which is Hapoiter for Momin. So far, so good. Good. So says the Shita, what happens if a person damages somebody else by Oynes? What does the Shita say? If he damages somebody else by Oynes, says, that if a person damages the ones, a person has a sitting in balcony seating in a show. And he has something sitting in his lap, and he forgets about it. And when he stands up, it rolls out of his lap, goes down, and hits somebody down below. Oynes, so the Shita says, nope, he should be potter. And since he should be potter for Chiyuv Momin, so therefore, all right, Shogeg is chayiv in moment. Aliyah, Yerida is a chayiv in moment. But Oynes is pattering in moment. So since Oynes is pattering in moment, right? So therefore, Oynes is a maiset ritzicha that's done, but Oynes is not going to patter for moment. No, it's a good hekesh. Then we can say the lumdas that Yoni suggested. So far, so good. Again, what have we done so far? Machlekes v'yechon v'shlokesh and pshat and mishnah. Gemara says the machlekes v'yechon v'shlokesh is best understood as whether it's the din oynes or the chiyav oynes. Is it that the mazik is going to be killed and therefore he's pater, or the mazik will be brought to court and discussed whether he should be killed? That's the best explanation. Rava says, terrible explanation. Because if that's the case, you're going to end up having Rav Yechanan, the Pshat in the Mishnah, against Tanur Rechizkiya, and nobody argues Tanur Rechizkiya. All right? So he shifts focus on Rechizkiya. Tanur Rechizkiya says, Hekesh, Maka Be'im Yishomeno, Maka Be'im Yimos. What's Pshat in the Pasuk? Pshat in the Pasuk is that whenever a Maisa is going to be Chayiv Momen, Miskabe Nam Shragi Mesa the matter, that Maisa is the standard that we'll use to apply the din of Kol Avinu. I now we found there Rashi that said Pshat and Sugya that if a person eats chaylev ba'onus, so now he will not get the din of Kol Ravine. He'll be chayev b'tashlumin. Shita says goes against Tanur Chizkiya. Shita says no. Rashi must hold that onus is different than shogeg, and Rashi will tell you that onus is different than shogeg. That's good. Because a person who's mazik ba'oines is potter, b'meila a person who's a ma'aser etzicha ba'ones is not going to be chayiv. It will not potter through kol ravine. Maka odom yishalmena, but this maka ba'ones will not pay. B'meila this maka odom will not potter. Should be a velt kasha against this shita? No, shimmy. Mal habavas over here. What would you say? Adam Mazik. No, Adam Mazik. Adam Mazik behind his chayiv is potter. Chayiv. Adam Mazik behind his chayiv. What's that? No, what are you saying? Oynes gomer. Oynes gomer. You right? Machlekes Ramban and Tosfos. Adam Mazik, we normally Adam Mazik going to Chayiv. Right? What was Simi referring to? A guy goes to sleep and he rolls over and he rolls over on somebody's kalim and he smashes the kalim. Chayiv Rapotter. Right? Either way, he's Ba'onus. Right? Sleeping is Ba'onus. Morris says, depends on whether the kalim were there when he went to sleep or not. What's the pshat? Machloekes Tosfos Ramban. Tosfos says if he went to sleep and the kalim were there, he's not such a big onus. He went to sleep and somebody else put the kalim there, that's an oinus gomer. Ramban says no. Onam mazik is mazik v'chai ba'onus gomer. The only reason he's potter when somebody put the kalim next to him is because that guy was a pesheya. But Lu Yitzur, there was no pesheya over here. Lu Yitzur Elyon Novi came and put the kalim next to me, I'd be chayiv. Ramban says, Odom HaMazik is always chayiv, afilu bo'oynes gomer. Ella, if I can say, somebody else's pesheya. An uman, a person, a craftsman. He makes a mistake in his mazik when he's working. Ramban says he's potter. Why is he potter? Because the person who hired him accepts it in one of achrayas. So what are we saying? The shita is very, very difficult. If the most generous way we can shot in the shita is to say that Tana de Vechizkiya will apply, according to Ramban, will apply for Lubonis. All right, so mental interpretations. But Tosfos will say you have to be an honest gomer in order to be able to be potter. So maybe he'll say Acher tochev lo begroinoi. Maybe it's an Eidus Gomer. Says Rav Chanan, Hagoyin Rav Akiva Eiger, Vedrush V'chidush, Chokar V'chai V'misas Anusin, Yimifter Mimov. This kasha that we're asking now, that we framed in terms of Rashi and in terms of the Shita. So Rav Akiva Eiger was Chokar, he questioned this. Chokar V'chai V'misas Anusin, a person's Chai V'misa Be'oines, right? Tochav Lo Yacher, what we seem to identify as a possibly machlekes Rashi Tosfos, b'kivenga and a chakira. Says Rav Chanan, no secrets. The shita kan kos v'shem shita yishanud leimiftere, and our shita, we just learned it, says that in this case we would not apply komle. Why? Drosha ma'makivenga chalakta. V'zeu l'shitas tosvis to odma mazik bo'oynas gomor potter. Amo l'das Ramban, the gam oynas gomor bo'odom chayav. But according to Ramban, that oynas gomor is chayav, im kein ma maka be'imo lo'y chilakta be'in oynas l'rotzayn, af maka odom lo'y tachlik bo'y. Ela shagonim kivei your hair b'tam acher. He said what Yoni said. The onus ain't kan masi is a klal. Alright. And then Rabbi Kivegra discusses whether he accepts Rabbi Kivegra's proof to this. Alright. I'm not sure if it has to be machalik, but again, according to Rabbi Kivegra, this nekudomi a machleg is between Tosus and the Ramban. Alright. So again, so what are we saying then? What are we saying? We have this global din of Tana de Chizkiya, right? Is Tana de Chizkiya, is it entirely the way that Sam said the din should be, right? Is it entirely the way Sam and Nosson said? That it's the, when it comes to Komle Vidraba Minei, it's the Maisa of Achiyav Miso, which is Patering. Not the Psak Bezdin, not the Dionin Bezdin, the Maisa, right? The way that the Birkas of Rome says, it's not the Chomer Adin, it's the Chomer Amasa. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not say, because Reuven may die, or will die, therefore don't give him Chiyah Mamon. But because at the same moment Reuven did Amasa, which was so egregious, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it a Chiyah Misa, so we're not going to worry about the chiyuv tashlumin. Person that a maisa, he did a, he was choisim shor v'dishay, went against a posuk in chumash, chiyuv lav. That maisa, such a serious maisa, don't worry about the moment. However, you don't have shot, and what the hashkof of the din is. But it's not based in. Since based you're going to be and ending up giving a malchus. That's not pshat. Pshat is you did a ma'aseh, which is because Baruch Hu said this ma'aseh gets malchus, gets horrible punishment. Guy gets lashed, such a surin. The guy was doing a chayis b'shur b'dishay. Don't worry about that. He didn't give lunch to the animal. That takes away from the chaymer adin, but it's the chaymer ma'aseh, not the chaymer adin. Before you come to Tanya Chizki, you say if a person may end up facing Malchus, he may end up getting Misa, so don't shepherd him with the money. You can even say, B'damim Kananu. But once in Pshat Tanav Yechizkiya, you have to say, it's the Maisa Vera that was done. And Lamari gets stuck. It's not entirely correct. Because if he did a Maisa Vera Boinus, according to Rashi, he will become Chayv Tishlum. So Rabbi Kivegir cut the chase. The way Yoni said, "Ah, don't worry, a mice avera ba'oynes is not a mice avera. That is mice avera. Looks very good. Gemal the Gavard, right? Fits in very nicely. The shita doesn't explain it exactly like that. The shita says because when it comes to momen amazik, moment of mazik, person's mazik ba'oines will become izi chayv or izi potter. So maybe Kivege will finish up and say, enochanami, machloikas rishonim, as to whether a machloikas rishonim, as to whether a person did a maisa ritzicha. If he did it the oines gomor, all right, then he won't, then we will not give him kumla. It's not when it's gomor, we will give him kumla. Question is, can you still say tanur? Are we still, how are you going to be magdir tanur chizki now? Is it still correct to say it's the maisa? All right, we'll leave it there.